Britain's police watchdog will investigate whether officers failed to pursue allegations of child abuse that were made against former Prime Minister Sir Edward Heath. The Independent Police Complaints Commission says a claim was made in the 90s, but it was never followed up. Sir Edward Heath was Britain's Prime Minister between 1970 and 1974. Police are urging any victims to come forward.
Are there victims of sexual abuse from Sir Ted Heath or witnesses? And if so, I'd ask them to come forward today. We've got a dedicated team waiting to answer calls.
Sean Memory there. The federal government is preparing to elect a new speaker and also tighten entitlement rules in the wake of the expenses scandal. Five coalition MPs have put up their hands to succeed Bronwyn Bishop as Speaker of the House. The coalition party room will elect a new speaker on Monday, with the Prime Minister saying it will not be another so-called captain's pick. AFL star Adam Goods will return to training today after taking time off over the booing controversy. The dual Brownlow medalist took leave on Wednesday in response to constant booing from crowds. Sydney Swans coach John Longmire says Goods has been humbled by the support that he's received from players and from fans. And US President Barack Obama has unveiled a sweeping program for combating climate change, calling it the greatest challenge for future generations. President Obama says this generation is the last that can actually address the issue. Under the policy, power plant owners will be required to cut their carbon dioxide emissions by 32% by 2030.